Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 113 of the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And this is Mark Vila from Coleman & Company in Coldesi. And as I've said it twice, both this time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I know you're impressed. Yeah. And today we're talking about writing that sells.
Yeah, so many of you might have read or heard or know a little bit about copywriting. It's basically what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And when you write for business, it's called copy. And it's kind of a combination of art, science, and best practices.
Yeah. It's everything that you need for your business everywhere, I think.
Okay.
You know, and it goes so deep, you know. And I think for one thing, when you just can't get away from it. And oftentimes people think, and you can read it online, or you can hear people talk about it when you go to business events and stuff like that, that, oh, I can't write, I don't know how to write, it doesn't matter because I'm a great salesperson, or all these things. But really, when it comes down to it, everything is in writing now.
Yeah.
You know, so much more, you know, than many years ago, if you figure. Because years ago, you know, it's you put an ad out if you can afford to put an ad in the paper.
Right.
There wasn't, email didn't exist.
Yeah, good point.
You know, like there was a store sign, and those were expensive to print, so you didn't get a lot of them. These were all things, you know, back in your day.
Yeah, thanks.
I appreciate that. Well, when we were
back in the 20s.
When we were both kids,
back
though.
during the big war.
Yeah, during the big war.
This is what happened.
And now it's a phone call is so much less common.
Yeah.
In person is less common.
Yeah.
Emails, social media, text messages.
You're right.
Signs are so much easier to make. Print ads are cheaper. Everything is cheaper and more writing. So this episode's about doing well with that.
And I guess because there is so much more, it's a lot more competitive for people's attention.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, you're going to be competitive with the images on the shirts that you create. Or the videos that you make to promote your business, but since everybody else is doing the same thing or bringing up their own game on copywriting and getting the right message out to the right people, then it's something that you're going to have to do as well.
Yeah.
And I will point out one place that I really see it most frequently, and now that I'm thinking about
okay.
it.
Okay. All right.
That I see it most frequently and most disappointingly is when I do website reviews.
Okay.
For some of our customers with e-commerce sites.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they may have some, you know, a nice little about us, about their company and who they sell to, but what they never have is a compelling description of their products on the e-commerce site.
And, you know, guilty.
Yeah, no, definitely.
There are products even on our store where sometimes you put it on there, you overlook it, and you start moving along and not realizing how much impact those words will have.
Yeah, you'll look back. I bet if you have an e-commerce site right now and you go back and you look through all of your products, just click on them randomly, at least one of them is just going to say shirt.
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Cotton shirt, available in 3 sizes and 3 colors. That's not copy.
There's nothing compelling.
Those are just words, right?
Yeah. And do you know the J. Peterman catalog?
I don't.
I'm gonna go on rogue here.
No, go carefully.
Famous on Seinfeld, you know, was really where it became famous. But you could actually get the catalog, you know, from the store, and they didn't have. When they started, there was no pictures of the jackets and shirts and things that they sold.
Okay.
They just went by the descriptions.
Interesting.
And the descriptions were like a story, you know, like jet setting the seas and this.
Oh, yeah. Cotton,
you know, and just telling the
That's
whole story.
Great.
And
one That's
of,
great.
And in Seinfeld, one of the Elaine, who was in that show, she was a writer for it, you know, and she had all these elaborate stories describing a jacket, you know, just
That's
a twill
great.
Jacket. And it was elaborate stories, but kind of the point behind it is the writing is what sold everything.
Sure.
People wanted to read the catalog and look at it because of the writing. Anyway,
and her dancing.
Yeah, and her dancing.
Which is legendary.
I don't know if that really has any big point. I just wanted to mention it.
No, I like it. It's good. A Seinfeld reference. That's terrific.
So I'm going to read what I wrote for a moment here.
Okay.
And writing will captivate the attention of your customers and win sales. You got into the business to be the best at what you do, right?
Right.
You mastered how to make shirts, how to do embroidery. You figured out how to sell this stuff, how to display it, you know, how to get the right sizes for people, color correction. You mastered all these things. And it's probably about time that you master the writing as well.
Yeah, and it's not super easy, but it's not super hard either. But I do want to give you guys an example of the impact that writing can have, because you know that we do a lot of paid advertising, and we are constantly A/B testing everything. Mm-hmm. That means we are using Facebook or Google to offer you folks more than one choice of the way a product is pictured or described or what video is shown. And I will tell you that I ran an ad campaign at one point recently for another business, and the difference in the copy was a difference in 50% of the response rate.
Wow.
So in other words, if 100 people would have responded to ad number one, when I rewrote the copy or wrote it differently, 150 people responded to ad number two.
Mm-hmm.
And these are basically the same kinds of people. So it's the power of words that will let you appeal to twice as many people, three times as many people, just by the way you describe your product, by the way you craft an email, by the way you talk to people when you talk to them.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And this is everything from a text message to an ad you might put in a trade magazine.
Right.
You know, I think it really goes everywhere. I always, and I feel like the more and more I do it, I'm obsessed with the words I choose when I write them down.
Yeah.
When I speak, I mean, I'm just a hot mess sometimes.
Well.
But when I write, I'm always, even in text messages, I'm like, do I want to use that verb to describe this?
Wow. Okay.
But it's just kind of an internal thing that I enjoy doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I enjoy the art of telling the story and writing things down. And we're going to list a few more places where writing is important just to make sure we don't miss anything.
Yes.
And hope to pound in how important it's going to be for you, right?
Yep.
So it's copy on your website, sales emails, you know, emailing back and forth on a quote to somebody, to a sales, to collecting money from them, promotional emails, marketing emails, right? Social media posts, this includes Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, all that. Your business descriptions, Google, Facebook, Bing places, all these where people will read, Yelp, anywhere they can do that. Text messages are important too. If you're communicating with a customer via text message, your words are written down.
Correct.
Now. Print ads,
the most obvious ones.
Placemats at restaurants.
Placemats at restaurants.
I'd love that.
Writing on the bathroom wall.
writing on the bathroom wall for free t-shirt style. Store signs, store signage, and job bids is another thing. You know, all these are important. You might get the opportunity to bid for a job, and you might have to describe your business or write a proposal. A business plan is one I kind of wrote and then deleted because you're kind of past that. But you might, if you may be getting to a growth point in your business where you rewrite the plan of your business and your growth, and being able to put this down in a good way could help you get a loan from a bank or an investor.
It's true. And just a couple of examples.
Okay.
So because website copy was first, and it's something that's near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
Is, you know, when you look at your website now, if you have one, and it almost applies the same way for your business description in Facebook and LinkedIn, et cetera, is, you know, what I normally see out there is I normally see, Annie's t-shirts started in 2012, you know, when I bought a printer in order to sell t-shirts.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, we've got great equipment, and we've got some good employees, and we really care about our customers. Thank you for reading.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, the first thing that I want you guys to understand about copywriting is that you're writing for individual situations, and you're writing for the people that are reading it, not for you.
Mm.
So what most people do on a website is they are looking for the opportunity to say what they want to say about themselves or their business. You know, it's kind of like when you know somebody that just talks about themselves and you don't talk to them very much, because you don't care that much.
Okay, that's a great way to paint that picture.
Yeah. So you know, if someone's reading your website, they want to hear about them. They want to hear about what you can do for them. They want to hear how your business is going to improve their lives. They don't care how many printers you have.
And they want to know why.
Why
am I going to choose to do business with you?
Yeah.
You know, and especially when you're talking about just basic website copy.
Yeah.
They're digging around for information. Can you do what you want that they want? And then are you somebody that they could trust to do that work?
Yeah.
Is it going to be good? Is it going to be delivered on time? Do they want to give you the money?
Yeah.
You know, and that's all of it. So, we can start off with we kind of posed a question here, and then we've got a few tips that I think are just, they're high level stuff, but when you get thinking in the right direction, I think it'll move you there. So why does it matter? And this is, I think, just really it all. Why does it really matter? Why should you continue listening to this episode?
Right.
And it's because people just can't pay attention to everything. Right? There's people, I've read an article recently talking about reading, you know, how like, you know, reading's dying and people don't read as many books as they used to, things like that.
Okay.
And there's encouragement for kids to read books. It's so much more important now in school and things like that. But actually, people are reading way more than they ever have in history. They're just not necessarily reading books.
Gotcha.
You know, when you drive down the road, you know, first of all, 100 years ago, when did anybody ever travel 50 miles in a day consistently?
Right.
You know, so you're passing by signs and signs and your social media, it's all words everywhere.
All of you are passing by and reading signs while you scroll through your Instagram feed.
You're at the mall scrolling through Instagram, kind of halfway walking and looking down, and there's words everywhere.
Yeah.
So since there's words everywhere, your brain is filtering out almost all of it.
Yeah.
Right? Think about how many words are in the mall if you're walking through the mall or you're shopping online. Yeah. 99% of it you don't even look at. So if you want people to read what you have to say, if you want them to pay attention to you, you've got to write something worthy of reading.
Yeah.
Worthy of capturing their attention. If you don't do that, then what's the point? You go on the About Us page of About Them, Don't Care.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But if the About Us starts with something interesting and then continues a story, you desire to finish reading it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I like that.
And we do that all the time. And you don't even
realize. Try to do that all the time.
Yeah. And also, we as humans, all of us, we will catch you can catch yourselves in those situations if you're paying attention. You know, where you see something in a store and you start it capture and you read the whole thing, whether it's a sign that they're displaying or whatever it is, when you ignored almost every other sign you saw, but for some reason you stopped and looked at that one.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's it. If someone's searching online for a t-shirt, you know, printer or sifting through quotes on a job that they've got, they got a few quotes. Great writing is going to set you out apart from your competition. They're going to decide to stop and call you or look at your quote again and say, these are the people we're going to pick for the job.
So let's look at that quote idea for a second.
Sure.
You know, you're doing a proposal for a company, and you know, if you're doing a quote or a proposal for someone, that means that they're shopping, right? 100% of the time. And they're going to, at some point, I have three pieces of paper I'm putting in front of me, right? At some point, they're going to lay these quotes down. They're going to flip through them one by one. And if they're all the same, they're going to look at the number and the delivery date. You know, that's pretty much going to be the decision-making process. But if yours is different and it speaks to that person and it tells them the benefits of doing business with you, that solves their problems and will impact their lives, then there's going to be a difference. So if you describe the product that you're selling with their business in mind, saying that, you know, these shirts are going to save you money over time. You know, these are the best shirts for your application. Why are they the best shirts for your application? Because they are moisture wicking.
Yeah, wrinkle free.
Wrinkle free.
Resistant.
We've got 500 customers that have had these for 5 years that all love them 100%. You're going to love these shirts.
Yeah.
You know, the next guy is going to write polo. Right? You're going to, when you talk about delivery time, you know, you're going to say something like, we don't just ship shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get the right shirt, the right design, the right placement at the right time to make your life a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And this is part of our promise.
Yeah.
So, you know, so three quotes, you've just got a list of things and a price, or you've got descriptions and an appeal that keeps that customer individually in mind, not just what you want to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, that's it's a really good point, like when you start talking about that. If your quote is just like a standard Excel format with nothing written in it,
which is what we do.
They are going to include some big giant red letters in the bottom saying about all the things they won't do.
Yeah. Here's our return policy.
Few of you are guilty of that, which we you know we don't like that stuff. I really don't like it.
I love it.
You don't like it at all. Don't put in bold reasons not to do business.
Please send me an email with all the reasons that that you won't accept my order down in the signature.
Yeah.
Please do that.
I'll tell you about reading a copy. Nobody's reading that.
Okay.
Nobody's reading that stuff. They're ignoring it, so it doesn't help you. So now that we're past our favorite part, let's go ahead and describe a few things that we wrote that I think are really going to be helpful. So when it comes to writing, you need to help them see the vision.
Okay?
Help them see the vision. And I'll read you what I wrote.
Please.
Simply stating that you make great custom t-shirts and embroidery just isn't enough. These are abstract thoughts. You don't actually see anything. You don't envision anything if that's all the words you wrote. Incorporate detailed descriptions, stories, experiences from past customers. When somebody reads what you've written, they should be able to close their eyes and think about what you're trying to describe them.
Okay.
And we have an example.
I was just going to ask you for an example.
I have an example. Our embroidery shop opened. Just imagine you go to Google and type in embroidery shop.
Yeah.
T-shirt store. You know, custom t-shirts place. Our embroidery shop opened in 2018. We've been satisfying customers all over the area. Our great reviews show that we're the number one choice for custom hats, shirts, jackets, and more.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. You've said a bunch of nice things. You described what you do. You mentioned people look at your reviews. You know,
So far it's all about you.
Yeah, it's all about
It's all about you.
All about you. Yeah. And it's not bad, but you want great looking custom apparel. We understand embroidery is more than just a logo on a polo shirt. Your team wants to show up on the field looking amazing. Your business wants to impress its clients, and your mom deserves an amazing looking handbag. Our embroidery business started in 2018 with a vision to put a smile on every customer's face. Parentheses, our reviews show it.
That is pretty freaking good, man. That is pretty good.
That one, I got chills reading.
Yeah, I did too. That was
and,
great.
But, and not even joking though, when you write like that, then it's all about your customer, right?
Yeah.
And that's all true.
You're painting this picture, you know, you start out saying, reaffirming what the customer wants, which is great looking custom apparel. And your team wants to show up on the field looking amazing. So automatically, if that is a coach or a principal at a school, then they're immediately picturing what their team looks like when they run out on the field and getting an image of how important that is.
Yeah. Just for the parents to see the kids looking great on the field, or just, you know, the fact that they're a good leader because they're the team that looks sharp.
Yeah.
You know, go on though.
It calls up all kinds of things for me, because I'm thinking that every parent is taking a picture of every kid when they run out onto the field.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that immediately pops in my head because you painted that picture. So I like the reference to reviews because, you know, you've got the idea that other people just like you love what we do. Mm-hmm. You will too. You know, I like that a lot. But just that impression that you're leaving of this is what it's going to be like for you when you order from us. And I know, like, it sounds like we're exaggerating a lot because we're making a big deal out of custom t-shirts.
Yeah.
Right? but it is a big deal, and you can make it a big deal because the guy down the road that has been doing screen printing for 50 years is barely answering the phone and sending cheap t-shirts to somebody in a box. Mm-hmm. You're making sure that these kids look amazing when they go out on the field. People will pay more for that.
And you're making sure that the gift that you're getting for, you know, your mom on Mother's Day, it looks just freaking awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and that she's going to just get it and get a tear in her eye.
Yeah.
And it looks beautiful and they took the time to pick the right thing rather than, you know, just slapping something together, because that's not what it is. And what this description does for me here is... And by the way, after reading it, I would change it again.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
I just wrote this. 100%
of the time.
I wrote it together real quick,
100%
and I would
of the
make
time.
A few changes immediately. But it also gives a span of what you do.
Yeah.
So you do sports apparel, you do corporate apparel, you do custom individual pieces. So you've described three of those things. Rather than saying those three things,
you described in
a visual way.
Yes.
Like you said, you can see the kids running on the field.
Yeah.
You can see the guy in a shirt like we're wearing, you know, with the
logo
on it. You can see mom opening up her present with with her monogram on her bag,
yeah.
you know, type of thing. So, and then, you know, with a vision of putting smiles on faces, you can envision that. So that's kind of the point of helping them see the vision. So whenever you write, if you can't picture what you wrote in a visual form in your head, try to rewrite it and it's going to help you out.
I like that.
Okay. Want to go on further?
Another example. I kind of like this because I get these emails and I see these Facebook ads all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we talk about this when we're talking about promotions internally, which we've been doing today.
Yeah.
Just today.
Yeah.
How to craft the message. When you communicate to your customers, when they read their email, they need to feel like they're important in some way, mm-hmm. not just like they're another person on your email list. Right? So the example of, here's a typical promotion. Get a free shirt, buy four, get one free on all printed logos or a free hat with every 10 embroidered shirts.
Simple.
Like, that says what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And that they might get something.
Yeah.
Okay, which when you finally mention that they might get something, you know, I mean, that's cool. That's not bad, but something more personal. You've got a great example here. Hi, Carl. It was great to do business with you this past summer. Thank you again. I want to let you know about a year-end special we have. Get a free shirt, buy four, get one free on all printed goods, or a free hat with every 10 embroidered shirts. Okay, just starting with hi, Carl,
mm-hmm.
It was great doing business with you. That sets the tone for something completely different. The first email, the first set of copy, you could have been anyone emailing. Like, every t-shirt printer in America could send out that first email. But only somebody that had already done business with Carl, that could send this email out. And I love that individual attention that you're doing by making it personal.
Yeah, and this personal type of message, when you make it personal, this is, you know, email, of course, is huge. Like, you shouldn't just be copying and pasting and sending everything to every customer, which is different than email marketing.
Yeah.
You know, we're not talking about that in this specific example, but this would be when you're sending an individual email out. But this is also true of that text message that you might send to an old customer. You know, gosh, if I got a text message that just said, you know, raise t-shirts, buy, you know, get free t-shirts, buy four, get one free.
Yeah.
I'll block.
Yeah,
immediately,
absolutely.
You know, block,
absolutely.
Delete. But if it's, you know, hey, Mark, thanks for those, you know, thanks for the business. We did some t-shirts a while back and and they thank me for that. They say something. I'm going to say, you know what? Like, he actually thought about me, you know, and thought that I might do business with him again.
Right.
And he remembers my name, these things. And it makes it personal. It makes it feel like you're actually talking to a person. Nobody wants to be blasted with somebody. Nobody wants something impersonal. So it's a text message, just as responding to emails, just sending out an email, social media type of responses.
Yeah, too. I guarantee if you're talking to one of the salespeople at Coldesi, either on the equipment side or the e-commerce side, mm-hmm. that you're going to get tons of personal emails. You know, they're going to write emails to you, and they'll know what you've been talking about, and they will respond accordingly.
Yeah.
Not just hit copy and paste and send.
Yeah, you said that you were interested in making custom hats. here's a video to a cat press that we talked about, that's an option for you, things like that. And making it personal is a big deal. And it making it personal goes back up one level up, I think, to helping them see the vision. Because that vision above that we painted is a bit personal.
Yeah.
When you're describing, you know, your mom deserves this type of stuff like that. So I think making it personal whenever possible is great. And if you start thinking about this stuff and paying attention to it, then like when you see, if you see a makeup ad or you see an ad for, I don't know, some sort of, I keep seeing commercials for Aimovig. It's like it's a migraine medicine.
Okay.
I've seen it 10,000 times on Sling TV
See, you watch real TV.
They have the same commercial, they have one commercial. But the commercial's all about, it's all about that you have migraines and they show like a woman enjoying herself at a wedding and people watching, you know, drinking wine, watching a TV show and on a vacation. And everything in the entire commercial, this is medicine that they're selling with 10,000 side effects. But the entire commercial is very personal, even though they're not directly talking to me. I don't have migraines, but if I did and I saw that stuff, I'd be like,
I could imagine,
you know, gosh, I remember that party that I missed because my migraine was so bad. I was there, you know, and you're going to see that everywhere from personal beauty products, medicine ads, or just at the mall, you know, look great. You know, and come in our store.
Yeah,
look great.
It reminds me, like, you know, I'd love to. You know what I'd love is I'd love if all of you guys sent us your emails or posted your ads or copy in the Facebook group or emailed it to us so we could play with them a little bit, because I really like transforming basic copy into better copy. Mm-hmm. Because one thing hit me when you're talking about the Mother's Day gift.
Oh yeah. Okay.
You know, is kind of, you know, you could really just say, and what most regular gift resellers would say would be something like, hey, Mother's Day is coming. Mm-hmm. We sell embroidered pillows. Here are some great examples.
Yeah.
You know, what good copy would say would be, you know, when was the last time your mom lit up when she got her Mother's Day present?
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, wow. Like, that's never happened. I just keep getting her toasters.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, think about that kind of a thing where you can make an emotional impact.
Yeah.
You know, if you sell custom apparel or embroidery, believe it or not, you'll have the opportunity to do this if you pay attention. You know, if you're selling embroidered polos and caps, you know, it can be something like, hey, you know, it doesn't have to be $12 polos and $15 hats, buy two, get one free. You know, it's, you know, how proud are you of your business?
Yeah.
You know,
show your business pride.
You know,
I love that concept behind it, where you're showing like how proud of you or your business and how much you could do for them and how excited that they're going to feel like with this personal connection that you're making. And it can be very, very personal to the name or just personal by giving them imagery that makes them feel like they're giving their mother that gift that lights them up.
That's right. But what I just did was talked in headlines.
Okay.
You know, so that kind of brings us to capturing someone's attention.
So the third one being capture
attention. Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned something in this in your last example for make it personal. Your headline kind of was get a free shirt, buy four, get one free.
Yeah.
You know, so that does, you know, the big things that we found, the words that will stop people and get them to open emails, does not apply as closely to Facebook or Google ads. Mm-hmm. But to emails, stop, important, free, big, rebate, discount, holiday, you know, things like that will stop people in a subject line to get them at least to open the email.
Yeah, and remember, I mean, gosh, how many emails are we all getting?
Yeah.
And same thing as everything else. Almost all of it, you blow by real quick.
Right.
You know, don't care about that, don't care about that, don't care about that. You want to be the one that, at minimum, it's a stopper. right? It stops. So they're going through deleting.
Yeah.
And they stop. If you can get them to stop for a second, they might open up your email. If you get them to open up your email, they might read what's inside it. If they read what's inside it, they might do what you're asking.
I like that.
Which would be, hopefully, buy some shirts.
Yeah.
Right?
I like that.
So talking about capturing attention, right, you've got to use words, we'll just reiterate it, that are going to capture people's attention, that are going to stop them, whatever that's going to be. So if it's, and this is social posts, emails, I mean, you can talk about emails, everything, but signage on your window, you want to be that 1% of things that people stop to look at.
Man, if you're doing Facebook or especially Instagram ads, where now they're recommending you only use 3 lines of text to get people's attention, then you've got to be very careful about the 3 lines that you use. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just put the first thing that comes to mind. You've got to spend some time crafting that message to grab their attention first.
Yeah. So we have an example.
Yeah, please.
Let's talk about it. So example, a Facebook post is what I'm thinking this is. T-shirts we made for the local Busy Bee Breakfast House.
Yeah.
And then it's a picture of couple of employees wearing their cool shirts, you know, and they look amazing.
First of all, kudos for this t-shirt shop.
Yeah.
For putting pictures of their customers
and
the shirts on the site. Most people don't do that.
If you've listened to this podcast before, you've done this.
Okay.
And most of your customers will, if you just say, hey, can I come by the restaurant and take a picture?
You should do that.
They're going to say yes. They're so happy, especially if you did a great job and you really cared about what they want.
You know? But it could be better.
Yeah, not bad. That's not bad. If I were to scroll onto any of your Facebook pages and see t-shirts we made for local Busy Bee Breakfast House with a picture of 2 people
working there,
I would high-five you right there. I'd be like, you, because you are doing something that honestly most people aren't doing,
which is absolutely
seems untrue because we follow so many big brands that do it so well. It seems like everybody's doing it, but if you find just a random shop, they're not doing it.
They're not
doing
it.
You get to be the one that does this stuff. So not bad, but what if this was it? What if this is what you saw? Holy pancakes and bacon, check out this awesome t-shirt we made for the Busy Bee Breakfast House.
Yeah, see, I love that. If you and that's a stopper.
You have to imagine.
You're scrolling.
And you're mildly reading words.
Yeah.
And it says, holy pancakes and bacon.
Yeah.
You've probably never heard anybody say that before.
Right.
So you're immediately, you get that stop.
Yeah.
All you want for somebody is when they're...
What the heck are they talking about?
To stop moving.
Yeah.
They're doing this, if you can see me.
Yeah.
And if you can get that thumb to stop for a second, you've won. You're on the path to winning.
Yeah.
And then you have the same shirt. If you showed these 2 things, you're going to have a lot more people stop and view it. You're going to get some laughs. People are going to hold their finger down on that thumb thing and put the little smiley, you know, laughing face because they liked what you said and you interacted with
them. They're going to share it.
They're going to share it.
Yeah.
But there's the next thing on our list, and then we pointed out that I missed something on that post. So why don't you segue into the next thing and tell me what we could have done better.
Yeah, so the... You know, when you're thinking about anything, when you're writing an email, when you are doing copy for a proposal, or you are on your website, or if you're doing a social media post, you know, especially, there's really kind of an easy format to follow that one of those things is missing in your great post. Okay, so I think there are 3 parts to any good copywriting exercise for a custom t-shirt business, and that is you've got to have a headline to catch attention, which we talked about. You've got to have some kind of a message or something that you're trying to convey, and then you've got to have a CTA, that's a call to action. So you want to ask someone to do something, right? You always should have a call to action. So the only thing I would do to improve, if you look at this, holy pancakes and bacon is line 1. Okay. That is the headline.
That's the headline.
It's designed for people to stop. You know, I said I talked in headlines before. So when you're talking about that Mother's Day gift, when I say, you know, when was the last time your mom's face lit up when she opened her Mother's Day present? that's long, but it's still a headline, right? And it's designed to make people stop and grab attention, make your mom smile. You know, holy pancakes and bacon. And then check out this awesome shirt we made for the Busy Bee Breakfast House. You know, that is kind of a bit of content right there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Checkout is not really a call to action because they're already doing that, mm-hmm. right? They're already looking at the picture. So maybe the content is, check out this awesome shirt we made for the Busy Bee Breakfast House. Their staff loved it. Yours will too.
Yeah, okay.
You know, yours will too. And then the call to action is, what do you want them to do next? Do you want them to, depending on your strategy, share this with other people who would love a shirt like this? Mm-hmm. That's a call to action. Learn more about how we make shirts like this. That's a call to action. Or visit busybeepancakebreakfasthouset-shirts.com. You know, for information on where you can get yours.
Yeah, all great. And it doesn't, whatever that call to action is, because some folks, I don't want every single post I do to sell something, right? And that doesn't have to be that. You could just say, say there's two different designs you made.
Yes.
Right? One is, one's kind of like for servers and one's for the kitchen staff.
Yeah.
Which one do you like better?
Right.
Right? That could be a call to action, you know, telling them, comment, and tell me which one you like better.
Yeah.
Your call to action could be anything within your strategy, depending what you're doing.
And we really didn't mention it, but there's a purpose to all of your copy, uh-huh. right? And it could be a different purpose. So when you are writing an email, you want to do them to do one thing. When you are writing a social post, you've got a bunch of options. Like if you are in any of our Facebook groups, you'll notice that Hannah is doing a lot of work to try to build engagement in the Facebook groups. And on some of her posts, she asks people to comment below and help us pick. On some of her posts, she'll ask people to visit the website. And on some, she might ask somebody just to share.
Yeah.
So, and it depends on what you're trying to do when you write your copy. Are you trying to get someone to buy something right now? Mm-hmm. Are you trying to build up your audience for when you do a big sale? You know, or are you trying to build your presence online? Maybe you're just trying to get more reviews, you know? So that call to action is related to what you're trying to accomplish when you post that picture.
Yeah, and I would say, for example, we write all these different things.
Yes.
Right? So for example, you mentioned about Hannah and posting on the group. So we look at the group and say, what's the purpose of the group?
Yeah.
Right? Custom Apparel Startups is our Facebook group. It's to bring together a community of people to help them encourage each other, help them participate, help them get inspired, learn something new, a new way of thinking about their business, see that if they're down, if they're feeling down and they're not sure what to do, they can go there and say, gosh, that was a great idea. I can do something like that, right? That's the purpose of the group. And when we build posts, when we write posts that encourage engagement, what that means is it's encouraging people to participate in the group, to feel like they're part of the community, and to interact more with it. And the more that people interact with the group, the more they're going to feel they're part of this community and they're going to help other users.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the purpose of that. On the flip side, right after that, we write an email that says, click here to apply for financing for a piece of equipment.
Yeah.
Because part of what we do on that side is somebody is interested in equipment, they're interested in financing, and we're reminding them that they were interested in that.
Yeah.
Come back and do it.
And if you've seen an email like that, that means we wrote a compelling headline.
Because you opened it.
You opened it. You looked at the headline. You looked at the subject. You opened it. You looked at the headline inside the email. The picture matched. There was copy in there that was the message that we want you to, you know, consider this piece of equipment. You know, T-shirt business is really profitable. It's fun. You can be creative. It's great for a side business or if you're ready to branch out on your own. Mm-hmm. That's a message. And then the call to action is easy financing.
Yeah.
Click here to apply. Okay, so everything we do follows those three things. There's always a headline. There's always a message. There's always a call to action.
Yeah, and this type of stuff, practicing this, because this, I think this whole podcast is really about the mindset.
Yeah.
And maybe we could do some follow-up podcasts in the future talking about very specific. And yeah. we've done in the past in previous episodes as well. We've talked about writing a good email and writing a good ad and stuff like that.
Right.
And you can go back and listen to some of those if you'd like to. I don't have the episode.
No, we'll link to a couple.
But we can link to them.
Yeah.
But I really encourage you to get into this mindset. And there's a few exercises, take-home things you could do with this. For one, go to your Facebook page, your Google description, your Bing places, anywhere else online where you've described where your business is, and read it and see if you can't make the message more like fit these formats.
Yeah,
Does the message, can you help them see a vision? Is it personal? Does it capture attention? And is it following a good format?
Yeah, is it talking about you or is it talking about them?
Yeah.
Yeah, and read that out loud.
Yeah.
You'll get a different result if you read copy.
And then you can also, you can write another version of it and not necessarily post it online, but share it with some people that you know will give you a trusted good opinion.
Yes.
And share it with multiple people if you want to do that as well.
Yeah.
You know, not just one. Don't let one person, because that one person might have really bad opinions.
Unless it's one of us.
Unless it's one of us.
You send us the email and we'll tell you right away.
Yeah.
Because literally, we've spent years just doing this.
So that's number one exercise you could do is just reread some stuff you've done and just say, what could I do different? Does this get the message across that I want?
Yeah.
And then the second thing you could do is pay attention to what other brands are doing out there.
Yes.
So if you follow something that's whatever it might be, if there's a product you consistently buy, tools, makeup, apparel, whatever it is. Or store you shop at, look at their emails, look at the signs they have in their stores, look at the ad they might have in online or some in a magazine you're reading, whatever it might be, and look for this stuff in there. And find ones that inspire you, take a picture of it, rip it out, save it, send it to yourself, and you can compile a nice little thing. These are all the things I wish my message was like all of these.
Yeah.
And like then all of a sudden you read it all, you start thinking about this, and then you're going to find that it's going to click for you one day, and you're going to be able to write stuff really quickly, on the fly, right from your phone, post it onto Instagram or Facebook, and it's going to have all of this stuff, and you don't even necessarily have to think about it so deeply as you did the first time you do it.
Yeah, so. I agree, because I rarely think about this stuff anymore. It's just when you look at it, you just go, I need to rewrite that headline.
Yeah.
You know, there's no call to action. I need to figure out what's the point. You know, what do I want people to do?
And we do it to each other all the time.
Yeah.
Where we read something that the other one wrote and we're... Sometimes it's just, I love this. Or, what do you mean?
Oh, yeah. So,
you know?
so last example.
Okay.
We'll use the title of the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. So our... You know, we always kick around different titles, you know, for the podcast, and the one right before this one was writing for business that helps you sell. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good headline.
It's very literal for what we were talking
about. It's good,
about.
And if you were looking through the podcast list, you would certainly stop. And if you were interested, you would listen to the podcast. What we ended up with was writing that sells.
Much shorter, much easier to read, much easier to not. Because I can picture myself glossing, writing for business.
Yeah.
I didn't even get to the point that I was going to get to make more money.
Right.
You know, by doing this. But writing that sells, it's short, it's quick, it's to the point, it captures attention. It's a better headline.
Listen now.
Yeah, there you go. are we done?
I think we're done, man. We could go on with examples forever, and we probably will. I think maybe we should both do some mini casts.
Okay.
If you haven't heard any of these, Mark and I are each doing kind of these little 10 or 15 minute usually podcasts on our own with video and screen captures normally that are just like little quick hits of motivation and information.
Yeah, and we'll continue to add more of those and as we become inspired how does it work? We're doing something.
Yeah.
And then we're like, our customers should know how to do this.
I did one today only because we were in that 3.5 hour meeting last night.
Oh yeah.
Until 7 o'clock. Okay. Anyway, that's Inside Baseball. This has been Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And Mark Vila from Coleman & Company and Coldesi.
Thanks for listening. You guys have a great business.